The white men refer to it as the Red Boom slang. Mr. Ingersoll, you and Cliff bring up the rear. I shall go ahead with Barbara.
All right.
Yeah, might be safer for all of us that way.
Well, I never saw anything like that in my life.
Barbara?
Yes, Tarzan.
It's clear why your father is willing to risk his life to find this fountain, for he's near the end of his allotted years. But why are you and your husband willing to risk your lives?
For father's sake. You see, he's worked hard all his life. He's given me everything I ever wanted. He's made things a lot easier for Cliff. So why shouldn't we take a chance for him?
You know that even if we escape death from some savage animal or from the warriors of Muhumazari, a man of your father's age may not be able to withstand the rigors of this trek.
Yes, I know.
I suppose that if he should die and you and Cliff live, all of the millions he's accumulated would go to you, huh?
And I'm not sorry I slapped you either.
I apologize. Please forgive me, Barbara. But I've met so many conniving, greedy people among those who come into my jungle.
It may interest you to know that upon Father's death, the bulk of his estate goes to charity. He believes Cliff and I should make our own way in the world. Well, he's helped us, of course. But we'll get no fortune when he dies. So I'd advise you to forget about analyzing our motives and concentrate on the task of getting us to the land of the Muhumazari.
And so the small safari plunged deep into the jungle, into the heart of the Black Congo. Behind were left the last outposts of civilization. And after many weary weeks, they drew close to the land of the mysterious Muhumazari tribe. The strange thing was that no scouts appeared to tell the tribe of their coming. No sentries peered at them from the concealment of trees or rocks. Things were almost too peaceful as Tarzan and the three Americans passed into a district of lush green foliage.
Let's quicken our pace just a little, Cliff. I don't want Barbara and Mr. Ingersoll to get too far ahead.
I'm going as fast as I can. Barbara stood this trip a lot better than I have. And Dad's so anxious to find the fountain that he acts as though he were taking part in a track meet. I hope he's not disappointed.
The last time I mentioned that you and Barbara might have some ulterior motives in permitting Mr. Ingersoll to make this trip, I had my face slapped. But tell me, Cliff, aren't you at all resentful of the fact that you will not come into his fortune when he dies?
No, I'm not. You worked hard to accumulate his money. It's only fair that I should work for